Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to hear from a man that is experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit in a way that he's influencing many other lives, young people who've been in the foster system, whose lives are deeply impacted. His name is Alan Griffin. He is the president and founder of AccelerateYouth.org. And I happened to visit his church in Ormond Beach, Florida. I'd been wanting to visit it. I showed up one Sunday when I needed to be over on the East Coast and wanted to go to church. I was floored by seeing that they gave these young people a car. You don't want to miss this story. This is a ministry that you want to hear about. Stay tuned for my conversation with Alan Griffin.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back. And Alan, thank you for fitting in a podcast. You came over and spoke at my church, City Church in Sanford, Florida. And I was so moved by what you said. I said, I want to do a podcast with this man, because one of the things we do at Charisma Media, and we've done over the years through Charisma Magazine and then the other platforms the Lord has opened up, is to highlight people who are making a difference. And there's such a problem with foster care in this country. So many children are in foster care. And of course, that's probably better than being on the streets, of course. That's how our government and our system and our society tries to take care of these children. But, you know, it's not like exactly being in a family. So how did you have the vision to start this ministry? And just tell us about what you're accomplishing.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for allowing me to be with you today. I am so excited that this message is getting out, because it's such a great need. Nearly 9 years ago, I had a dream, and the funniest part is my call to ministry I received in a dream, and then I felt like after 25 years of preaching as an evangelist, God called me again, and this time he said, Alan, I want you to serve the young people in foster care that are being forgotten. There are 400,000 young people in foster care across our country, and there's over 100,000 ready to be adopted. But what about the kids that don't get adopted? That's what God awakened me to at 3 a.m. And my wife and I started weeping and asking God, how do you want us to do this? And he downloaded a plan that we call Accelerate. It's a 16-week life skills and discipleship program that teaches teenagers in foster care how to be adults and care for themselves, how to be needed in the community and not just needy, and also how to be men and women of God, full of faith and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Boy, this is so important, and to think of all those young lives. And your program is kind of a play on words. It's Accelerate, but you have the word excel in the word. And, you know, you have this program,
yeah.
And then you give away a car. And I remember that Sunday, I just came to the church. Jim Raley, your pastor, is someone I've known for a long, long time. In fact, I published a couple of his books. In fact, I'll just inject this right now, that in around 2016, we published your book, Undefeated. People may want to check that out on Amazon.com. And, you know, I've known you
Absolutely.
Kind of vaguely, but not up close. But I'm just so impressed with this. And I remember that Sunday, I didn't really know what was going on. But I saw the cars out in the lobby, and I asked a couple of people about it. But these were very, very nice-looking cars, but I guess they were used cars that you had donated, or you raised money for it or something. But these kids, you know, a lot of teenagers, if they're from a family that can afford it, you know, their parents try to help get them the first car. My parents did back in the 60s, if you can believe we had cars that long ago. And when my sons came along, we did the same thing. We got them used cars, I'll tell you that. But just tell me about how all that happened, and how many cars have you given away, and And maybe, I don't want to ask too many questions at once, but I want to find out some stories about some of the kids that got these cars.
Absolutely. What's amazing is this was in the vision God gave us, that these students have many needs, and many of their needs are met, you know, physical needs, financial needs, by the care of state and social work. However, there are needs that they have that aren't being met, that are being forgotten about. Like you said, your first car, yours was in the 60s, mine was an 82 Ford Escort L, four speed. And it got me to college. It got me going in work. I learned my independence and responsibility through, you know, the performance of an automobile and having that responsibility. We want these students to not only know God, not only graduate from high school, but when they attend college, part-time or full-time, and have a job, either part-time or full-time, we gift every graduate a well-running used car. We guarantee that car for a year, so that car is going to run tip-top. Everything works, every switch, every light, because we want them to have what we would give our children. We want them to be blessed. And so these children are able to drive into their futures, man, drive to church, drive themselves to work, and they're blessed. We've given away, since 2012 when we launched this program, over 150 automobiles to students just in Daytona Beach, Volusia County area, Florida. We have additional programs now that are performing the same function in other states, and they're seeing incredible things happen in the lives of young people. The car is a tool, as you and I know, that attracts the student to a program that's going to make their life better. But by the time they finish the program, they're not wanting only the car. It's the church. It's the relationships they gain with the people of God that change their life forever. My home church, Calvary Christian Center, Daytona Beach, Florida, with Pastor Jim and Don Raley, they were inspirational in us getting this program to the level it is now, a flagship program that's not only promoted by us, but promoted by the state of Florida's Department of Children and Families, celebrated across other states, and now launching in four states all over the country.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the other states it's in. And, you know, over the years, we've connected a lot of people with a lot of ministries, but I'm guessing that there's listeners who say, this is something we need in our area. So talk about that, and also do a little bit of a deep dive on what is included in this program. In other words, when the young people sign up for this four-month program, which is every Wednesday and Sunday for 16 weeks,
yes,
what would they learn the first week, the second week? Are there tests? Do they have to read textbooks? You know, how do you count that they successfully complete it? What are they left with when it's all over?
Absolutely. That's a great question. The most important thing for young people that are coming of age in foster care, we often imagine or we hear the term age out. But really, no system is removing children from care. The children at 18 have the ability to choose to leave state care. And at that time, most states, including the state of Florida, if a student wants to continue to receive the benefits of the state with a bit of independence, they have to do training. That training is called independent living. And so what we've done is we've acquired the state's required independent living standard through what all educators know as evidence-based curriculum. We take that and we add to it what's needed for children to not only be acceptably trained, but to be exceptionally trained. And so most states require between 9 and 12 hours of training. We do 90-plus hours of training. Our life skills program would include time management, study skills, organizational leadership, problem solving, conflict resolution. We have a professionalism segment that teaches, you know, how to apply for a job, how to dress for success, first impressions, building your resume. We move on to financial responsibility, which is one of my favorites, where we dive into financial freedom and being debt free. Dave Ramsey has added a lot, his teachings have added a lot to what we do in the importance of budgeting and building credit. so that these young people are living in financial victory as well as spiritual victory. Also, finally, we dive hard into social skills. And if you don't know, young people today, with the advent of social media, struggle with interpersonal communication and relationships. And so we actually stage conversations, arguments, if you will, or disagreements that allow them to work through the feelings and the emotions of going through struggles, tragedies, trials, so that they know how to respond when things don't go their way. And finally, we focus on spiritual enrichment. And so all the way from this is a Bible, this is what those words at the top of the page and those numbers mean, all the way through to the power of the Holy Spirit. 90% of our students, Stephen, are saved for the first time in our program. They're then baptized in water, and nearly 50% of them are immediately then baptized in the Holy Spirit. We jokingly wow. say that those are the students that became bilingual during our program.
You're right, a spiritual language. Boy, this is so exciting, and, you know, it's something that's needed, not just in Volusia County, Florida, where you live and near where I live, but really all over the country. And tell me a couple of stories of young people that have benefited from this in kind of a special way, or maybe they had some kind of unusual success because of the start you gave them.
Absolutely. We have one young lady, I love telling her story. I'll change the name just for her benefit, but let's call her Lori. And when Lori came to our program, and we do receive students from the state of Florida, from state agencies, as well as private agencies. And she came to us through a private agency. And when Lori came to us, it was because she lived in New York. And her family was in a tragic car accident. Her entire family was gone. She was the only one that survived. And so when she entered care, she was about 14 years of age. So imagine 14 years old, everything's going great, and your entire family's gone. When she came to our program, she was so emotionally distraught that they had her on different medications to help her deal with her distress. She struggled even to fill in the application for our program. And so in the interview process, our leaders had to sit down with her and help her fill out the application, because even the application felt like rejection. She was so afraid to be hurt again. Well, when she completed our program, she gave her life to Christ. She was actually baptized in the Holy Spirit during a class session, and her life was so radically transformed, she asked to be baptized again. She was baptized as a little child. She asked to be baptized again, she said, because it felt so much more real this time. And she went on to be so successful in her education that she received several full-ride scholarships for academics and ended up attending Brown University, where she's studying right now as a junior to become a doctor.
Wow. And of course, Brown is an Ivy League school, which is considered pretty prestigious.
Absolutely. And here's what's funny, Doc. She is so amazing. She didn't want to fill out the application to Brown because she felt like she'd get rejected. And her leaders, her mentors, her volunteers from right there in Volusia County, right there at Calvary Christian Center, sat with her and filled out the application to Brown. Not only was she accepted, she got a $60,000 signing bonus.
Wow.
That blessed her financially to get all the things she needed to go to school. And so she drove to Ivy League, and she's still driving to Ivy League school with a vehicle that was given to her by church people that cared for a true orphan and refused to let her feel like she'd been forgotten.
You know, her story is so tragic, and I guess my stereotype of foster care children or children whose parents are drug addicts or something, and so the state, you know, tries to take care of them. But here you have a child that had a family. Suddenly the family is gone. And, you know, apparently there were no near relatives. What does that child do? Well, they have to go into some kind of foster care system. You can't just put them out on the street. A 14-year-old child can't really support themselves, of course. We don't want them to support themselves. And here you helped her make the transition. I mean, it just hurt my heart to even hear her story, and that is so encouraging. Now you have programs in different states. I think earlier you told me it was in Pennsylvania. What other states are there, and what is your vision for that? If people were to contact your ministry and say, boy, we need that, you know, there's a financial cost. I mean, you got to raise the money for all those cars and everything else that you do. But are you able to empower people, let them use your program? How does all that work?
Yes, we are so thrilled when people contact us to launch their own program. In fact, we've got fellowships that are completely diverse from what we are used to. We are full-on Pentecostals, and we've had Episcopal churches, Catholic social services that have reached out for our curriculum because it's so effective in transforming lives. And what's funny, Stephen, is they call me and say, what are you doing? What is this curriculum that you're using that's so effective? And I tell them, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but it's not the curriculum. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot encounter the Holy Ghost and walk away the same. And everything that's happening in their life is the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus ministering to their soul and the people of God gathering around them. And so because we remind them of the truth of the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit, He does the work in the soul of humans. We have launched programs in South Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Fuquay Varina. We'll have one within the year. Also, Fargo, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, and in South Carolina, in Beaufort, beautiful town where most of our Marine Corps people would know, Paris Island. And we are constantly adding to that number. We believe in North Texas we should have a program over the next 18 months or so. And what we do is we gift them our curriculum that's constantly remodeled. We gift them the training. This is free. We're not selling our program. We are sharing it and teaching and leading that program so that people can employ it in their church. It has a cost. It's about $7,400 to put one student through the program. As you can see, that's pretty lean when you're thinking about a used car, because we waste not a dollar. We make sure that every worker in our program is a volunteer. Our children have seen enough paid involvement. And so for us to be the people that serve them because we care and there's no remuneration from us or for us, they know that our intentions are pure, even though their caseworkers may love them. It's a very strange feeling. Wouldn't it be strange for you that everyone you came in contact with was being paid to talk to you, or being paid to encourage you, or being paid to house you? And so we want this program to be something that the volunteers in the program love these students and have first-hand access to their lives, and there's no money exchanging hands, so that these kids know we're in it for the right reasons.
Wow. I so respect that. You know, this is, you told some of this, not to the same depth you did when you spoke at my church. I was so moved that day. And of course, the church took up an offering, you know, for your ministry. And, you know, you have to raise money for accelerateyouth.org. I'll spell it for the listeners, E-X-C-E-L-L, like the word Excel, and then E-R-A-T-E-Y-O-U-T-H, youth.org. You could also Google it or Google Alan Griffin to find out more. And, you know, it takes a spark to get a fire going. And here you are, a spark, in a manner of speaking, down here in Volusia County, Florida. Hopefully we can get a fire going around the country. So I encourage my listeners to share this with others, particularly people who maybe have a heart for this, who maybe don't know about Alan Griffin and AccelerateYouth.org. There's so many needy children out there. And here's an example where the power of the Holy Spirit, as you said so well just now, makes all the difference in the world, in the lives of these young people, and really in the lives of all of us. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that makes a difference. And So as we wrap up this short podcast, I'd like to give you the last word.
Well, I am so grateful to share about what God is doing. Far too often today, there's doom and gloom through our media. And that's why you need to pay attention to Charisma, because we're going to share with you the wins, how the kingdom is advancing, and God is bringing victory to his people. I want you to know that we are winning the hearts, minds, and futures of America's foster children to Christ. There is an answer. When you come to our website, E as in Edward, YTH.org, that's the easy way of typing it in, you're going to see some examples of students' lives are being changed and how you can be a part of making a difference. We are going to win. The enemy cannot win because we are more than conquerors. Thank you, and I look forward to hearing from you.
So well said. Thank you, Alan Griffin, for what you're doing, for your ministry. You're one of the most powerful preachers I've ever heard. I remember hearing you maybe at a district council of the Assemblies of God a few years ago, and I was so proud to publish your book, and now you're doing this, and I'm just happy to share my platform that the Lord has given me, hoping that it makes a difference in the lives of many. So thank you to my listeners for sharing this, as I said a minute ago. And tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience and live in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.